everybody. Welcome to the Subscribers Weekend Bonus Show. It is the 7th of August, 2021. I'm very glad you're here. Brother Dave sent me a piece that appeared about 3 or 4 years. No, actually about 6 or 7 years ago at, I think it was at consortiumnews.com. And it was picked up this year by globalresearch.com. And I want to share it with you because it has to do with what I talked about on Friday. If you remember, Friday was the 76th year since the destruction of Hiroshima by the U.S. military, the nuclear destruction, which took the lives of tens of thousands of people. And it was unnecessary. Now, I know we have all been brought up to believe that the nuclear bombing of Japan was necessary in order to prevent a land invasion, which is what we were told would be necessary, and that that land invasion, had it occurred, could have cost as many as a million lives. Now, the assumption was they were talking about American lives, because during World War II, especially the war in the Pacific, human life was incidental to destroying the enemy. I guess that's true in every war, isn't it? But I want to share this with you because I think it's important that we remember these dates. As I mentioned Friday, very few people still do, unless you're over a certain age. But as Consortium News reported 7 years ago, 8 years ago actually, the U.S. atomic destruction of Hiroshima that took 140,000 lives, and then the U.S. destruction of Nagasaki, which took another 70,000. Altogether, 210,000 lives, quarter of a million lives snuffed out in the blink of an eye. But these deaths were never necessary because Japan, as you've heard from people who want the truth out, Japan was already smashed. No land invasion was needed. Japan was suing for peace. The official myth that the bombs saved lives by hurrying Japan's surrender is utter bullshit, and it just shouldn't be believed any longer, except by those who want to be fooled, except by the Christian fascists or whomever in this country who insist on perpetuating that myth. Now, the long-standing fiction about we had to destroy these two cities has been destroyed by the historical record that is kept in U.S., Soviet, Japanese, and British archives. And most of that record has now been declassified. And it was detailed by a writer named Ward Wilson in a book that he came out with a few years ago called Five Myths About Nuclear Weapons. There's another book that came out a few years ago, Greg Mitchell's book, Atomic Cover-Up. And taken together, these books help explain the durability of the saved lives lie. Part of the success of that lie is because wartime and occupation censors occupying Japan seized all the films and the still photos of the two atomic cities. And the U.S. government kept them hidden for decades, even in 1968, 20-some years after this destruction. Newsreel footage from Hiroshima that was being held in the National Archives was stamped, quote, secret, not to be released without the approval of the Department of Defense, end quote. And photos of these destroyed cities that did reach the public, and you've seen them, I've seen them, merely showed the destroyed, burned buildings or mushroom clouds. Very rarely were pictures of human victims allowed out for people to see. And that was one of the things that puzzled me over the years when I was younger. Where are all the bodies? Where are all the corpses? Not just humans, but animals. Where are they? Another book, Hiroshima in America, or Hiroshima, pronounce it either way. Hiroshima in America, 50 Years of Denial, written by a couple of people, Robert Lifton who's the other guy? Greg Mitchell. They note that General Leslie Groves, who at the time was the head of the Manhattan Project, left nothing to chance. Even before Hiroshima, he prohibited U.S. commanders from even talking about the atomic attacks without clearance from the War Department. Not Department of Defense came later. Back then it was the War Department. Groves, one of the head of the Manhattan Project, said at the time, quote, "We don't want MacArthur and others saying the war could have been won without the bomb," end quote. Now, in fact, General Douglas MacArthur did not believe the bomb was needed to end the war, but he too participated in the censorship. He established a program as commander of the U.S. occupation of Japan, censorship program, and he banned reporters from visiting Hiroshima or Nagasaki. He expelled reporters, threw them out of the country who defied the ban. And he later said that those who complained that censorship existed in Japan were engaged in, this is MacArthur's words, quote, "a maliciously false propaganda campaign," end quote. Now, as is always the case in times of war, the people perpetrating the lies and the propaganda are the military people, and I assume they have to do it. So it was MacArthur who was engaged in a maliciously false propaganda campaign. Now, the fact that most people in the U.S. still believe that saved lives bullshit to be true, the only reason so many of us still believe that, the people that even give a damn anymore, and I doubt very few people do, is because of decades of this censorship and the retelling and retelling and retelling of this myth. Which is begun, by the way, by President Harry Truman. Truman said on August 6, 1945, when the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, he said this, quote, "16 hours ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima, an important Japanese army base. That was because we wished this first attack to avoid, insofar as possible, the killing of civilians," end quote. Another lie, because, in fact, Hiroshima was a city of 350,000 people, and it had practically no military value at all. And the target was the city, not the base. The army base that was in that area was 3 kilometers away. So, taking Truman at his word, the 140,000 civilians killed at Hiroshima are the minimum to be expected when exploding a small nuclear weapon on a so-called military base, right? And by the way, today's small cruise missile warheads, nuclear warheads, are 12 times the power of Truman's A-bomb and could kill 1.7 million people each. But I digress. Official censorship of what the two bombs did to people, the Japanese people, and the reasons for its use has been so successful, the censorship has, that decades of trying to get the truth out hasn't managed to topple that official narrative that the U.S. government will still tell you. In 1989, the historian Gar Alperovitz reported, quote, "American leaders knew well in advance that the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki was not required to bring about Japan's surrender, end quote. And a little bit further on in his book, which is entitled The Decision to Use the Atomic Bomb, he said, quote, I think it can be proven that the bomb was not only unnecessary, but known in advance not to be necessary. The popular myth that it was necessary, Alperowitz says, didn't just happen, it was created, end quote. Now, additionally, kept hidden for decades, was something called the U.S. Strategic Bombing Survey's conclusion that was written, this was written in 1946, that Japan almost certainly would have surrendered in 1945 without the atomic bombs, without a Soviet invasion, and without a U.S. invasion. Not long after so-called VJ Day, Victory in Japan Day in 1945, a Brigadier General Feller wrote, quote, neither the atomic bombing nor the entry of the Soviet Union into the war forced Japan's unconditional surrender. Japan was defeated before either of these events took place, end quote. And President Eisenhower, one of, what, only two or three five-star generals in U.S. military, contemporary military history anyway, and also the Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, Eisenhower in his memoirs said he believed, quote, that Japan was already defeated and that dropping the bomb was completely unnecessary, end quote. And then Admiral William Leahy, the wartime chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he wrote in 1950, quote, it is my opinion that the use of this barbarous weapon at Hiroshima and Nagasaki was of no material success in our war against Japan. The Japanese were already defeated and ready to surrender, end quote. All these reports, Eisenhower's, Admiral Leahy's, General Feller's, they were left out, conspicuously so, out of or censored by the Smithsonian's 1995 display of the atomic bomber, a B-59 named Enola Gay. And as you probably know, it was named after the mother of the pilot, Tibbetts, was that his name, Tibbett? I forget. But his mom, her name was Enola Gay, and he named this weapon of mass death after his mother. Kind of weird. Anyway, Admiral Leahy's report in 1950, the former Joint Chiefs of Staff, which broke the myths and busted the censorship about the bomb, what he wrote could be an epitaph for the nuclear age. He said of Hiroshima's incineration, quote, I was not taught to make war in that fashion, and wars cannot be won by destroying women and children, end quote. I bring it up again just to be clear, because once again we pass the date that those bombs were dropped. Nagasaki bomb will be Monday. And had those bombs not been used, I just wonder sometimes, I truly, truly wonder what the political configuration of planet Earth would be at this point. I wonder how far we would have advanced in science and technology and education and medicine had we not spent and continue to spend trillions of dollars on weaponry. I think about that more than is probably necessary, because there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing anybody can do about it. That genie can never be corked again. It's out. And even though we no longer think about it, my generation thought about it all the time, but even though we no longer think about it, we are just one eye blink away from nuclear destruction. And if a global thermonuclear war ever were to erupt on this planet, that would be the end of just about everything. Obviously, there's no question about that. I think that's something we can all agree on, right? So anyway, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, the deaths of almost 250,000 people. And here we are today, back in Japan, for an entirely different reason, right? I'll see you the next time we get together, Truth Seekers. Please be safe. Take care and keep it lit. I'm Mike Malloy.